Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today on this day right after Christmas. Joining me on the day right after Christmas, Dr. Alice Benton. Hey, Alice, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm excited to be here. Looking forward to all your calls, folks.
Yeah, 1-800-229-3000. That's what we're here for. We're here for you. We want you to join us, 1-800-229-3000. And I know some of you might not be having a great day today. I know we woke up this morning. There were dirty dishes. There was trash, a few things, you know. The dogs had gotten into some things. And it typically can really be kind of a downer day or not. And if it is, I just want you to know we've got some encouragement for you here. And if it's really a downer day, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Let us give you some help there. But, Alice, how was your Christmas? Was it a good day?
Well, we're trying to do things a little differently this year. We just get too many gifts. My kids are the only grandkids on one side of the family. So we're trying a Christmas adventure week all week this week where we're taking our kids out for fun times. We're going to kids' gyms, to go-karting, instead of so many presents. So it's a little different. The kids are adjusting.
Nice.
They got some things, but I want them to have more fun with us as a family.
I like that. Well, that's a great thing, and anybody can still do that if you've got the funds. But if you don't, I bet there are a lot of parks and other adventures that don't cost anything. Great idea. We had a wonderful Christmas. It was one of those times where just things came together. The kids were grateful for what they received. There were sweet moments. Amelia went to her mom and said, "Mom, I'd like to do a photo album with each of my brothers and with Dad." And so every one of us got a photo album with pictures with us and Amelia. And it was so sweet. And I only wanted two things, shoes and a hat. And Misty got me the shoes before Thanksgiving. And the boys ended up finding the hat I wanted. I just thought that was spectacular. And then, you know, I thought we finished with Christmas Day being a day of assembly, but I was building a chest for Solomon, a display case for all of his Lego things. And so it was old fashioned and all that. Wonderful time. Solomon got me a pair of socks. And when you buy the socks, money goes to fight HIV in Africa. And of course, my brother died from HIV years ago, in the very beginning of the epidemic. And so that was truly meaningful. And then I got to tell them a story, a new Christmas story about Roman and nomenclature. And nomenclature had a dream. And in his dream, the angel told him that he would feel much better about Christmas if he knew the true meaning. And every letter came floating across on a cloud with a word, in the word Christmas, and C stood for like many words, but there was consider what the true meaning of Christmas is, and H for hope, and R for restore, and I to be intentional, S of course Savior, not just baby, and T to be thankful, and M the mission that Jesus was on in all of us, A for acceptance, and S surrender. All of those the angel told nomenclature to think about. Well, today's a great day to surrender. Surrender maybe unmet expectations. Surrender new resentments or bitternesses that might have come up. And just be grateful today. 1-800-229-3000 is the number. We'll go to calls. They're lining up right now. 1-800-229-3000. We'll go to those calls right after this. You're listening to New Life Live, and we're really glad that you are. Dr. Alice Benton, Steve Arterburn here, and don't let these post-Christmas blues get you down. Don't let it happen.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opioid addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad that you're with us today on New Life. Dr. Alice Benton here. We're going to go to the calls, and let's do it. Here we go to John from New York. New York, busy place this time of year. And let's talk with him. Hi, John. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing okay. What's going on with you today?
Well, my question is, I'm trying to overcome thought images. I kind of like have fears of stepping out from house or taking trains or buses. Thoughts of being robbed or being broken into. I kind of have a problem walking the dog at night. I'm always like, and these are things that just happened to me as a kid, but they were never a problem. I think it's just a lot of thoughts that come in my mind. One of the things that I'm going to start doing is stop watching like movies, mystery movies. Those thoughts tend to pop in my mind, and my wife tells me that you're not praying. And I did stop praying, lack of faith, very insecure, taking transportations, coming at work at night, or I guess, I'm always like looking at my back or, yeah. So I don't know if it's like OCD, paranoia, yeah.
So what have you ever done to get help? Have you ever talk to anybody about this that acted like they knew what they were doing?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question. I apologize.
Have you ever talked to a professional, a counselor, anybody about it?
No, I just thought I think these are just traumas. I mean, I've spoken this to a few people from the church.
Mm-hmm.
And okay. I was going to a celebrate recovery as well, and I started going to these places, and it was actually reminding me of a neighborhood that was taking me back to. So I stopped going.
Yeah. Okay. So let's start, Alice. What do you think? I mean, so often a person, avoids certain types of help. They seek another kind of help, but they can't follow through because, well, it's just too traumatic. It's too big a struggle. What do you think?
Oh, Steve, it's so difficult, too, when the very problem that's bothering you keeps you from getting the help. So, John, I can understand that you haven't maybe sought professional help because of this fear of going out, of engaging with other folks, perhaps. You mentioned this trauma. Can you give us an example of something that you went through that may have led to the fear you have now?
I did witness my dad, and music. They were at a gig. They were like putting their equipment away. And then I think I was a little kid, and I remember some guy just coming from the streets and pulled one of the guy's chain. And those things started happening, you know, in school. I had my bike robbed. Well, I'm sorry, at the park, going to a baseball practice in the park. And I was just, you know, they told me to get off my bike. And I also seen things in junior high school, too.
So John, I'll jump in because the examples you give us are really informative. Some of us, when we go through those kinds of trauma, especially if your father was hurt or if you were injured, when you were attacked, when you were robbed, they can stick with us, even if we're not thinking about those memories constantly, but they can really get stuck in our brain, and they're stored with high emotion from that original trauma that we went through. So most of us, we try to forget it, move on. That was decades ago. I'm sure it's not bothering me anymore. But we can get stuck in that high level of fear from what we went through and what was a realistic fear at the time. But now it can keep you paralyzed. It can hold you back. So praying is good, and working on the spiritual side of things, you can especially pray the prayer of claiming protection in your home, when you leave your home, when you go. It's a good prayer to pray. I'm curious that you stop praying, and whatever happened in that period with your faith would be good to look into. Because understandable if you also lose some faith in God. If you're living with so much fear, where is God in all of this? Why didn't he stop those things from happening? And they're legitimate questions. But Steve is leading you in a good direction by asking, what professional help have you gotten? Because what you're dealing with, it may be agoraphobia, maybe panic attacks, and it may be based in the trauma you went through. We have really good treatment to help folks get through that and learn the safety of their environment today so that our history is not so overshadowing and overpowering our present. What would you think of talking with a counselor, someone we could set you up with somebody in your area? What would you think of doing that to work through the trauma and the continuing fear you have today?
Yeah, I definitely want to. I would like to pursue that. I just want these. I just wish I'd never gone to these memories where I wouldn't be like this, you know?
Yeah. Well, let me talk to you about that for a second, okay? Imagine saying to someone, and I hope this doesn't upset anybody, it's not too graphic, but imagine saying to somebody, it's pretty common, oh, wow, I noticed today that I have blood in my urine, right? That happens.
Mm-hmm.
And imagine someone saying to you, if you said, I just discovered I have blood in my urine, imagine they said to you, you need to pray. What would you think? That's a good and complete and total answer to that problem? Or do you think that might be part of it? Well, of course, I think the complete answer would be, we better get you to the doctor, see what that's all about, see why it's there, see if it's just a temporary thing, little blood vessel broke, something like that. Or is that a symptom of something else that needs to be treated? But your brain has some, not blood in it, but it has some memories, some thoughts that float through it that you don't want to be there. And there's symptoms and there's signs of something that organ, not your kidneys, that's an organ, but your brain is an organ. That brain isn't just something that thinks because you want it to think. It functions as an organ, and it malfunctions as an organ, and you're having some malfunctioning that's leaking some stuff into the present of your thinking, your conscious thinking. So I want you to pray about that. I want you to do anything that you need to do to get your life in line with God, but that's really eliminating dealing with a person, a professional, who spent years studying, how do I help somebody who's having these oppressive and obsessive thoughts, so much so that they can't even stay in a healing community like a Celebrate Recovery? I mean, you're eliminating that as part of an option. But now that we've talked with you and you saying, hey, I'd like to go to a counselor, that's a very good thing. And the reason that I'm going into detail like this is because there are so many other people that have exactly what you have. And they resist getting the help just like you did. And they've got people around them just like you saying, this is an issue of prayer. Yes, it is. And I think it's an issue of praying for the courage to take action, praying for the person who could help me, being there and available. So we're going to help you beyond this. I'm really glad that you called. And here's the other thing. I'm going to send you this Restoration Bible. And this is what we're featuring here. And we want people to get it, especially if you don't like 12 steps and you need a path and a plan. The acronym RESTORE, which includes reflection, and it includes the letter E. It means the exercise of faith, not just having faith, but exercise that faith. Do something. And S stands for support, getting the support or the intervention in whatever area possible. And you can get one of those by calling 1-800-NEW-LIFE. But I'll send you one. We're going to try to find a counselor that could really work well for you. And I am grateful that you called. Now let's go to Robin. She's calling from just down the street somewhere in Indianapolis. First-time caller. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Well, I was supposed to visit a good friend of mine. I hadn't seen him for a while, and then I saw him, and then I was supposed to go and visit him at his mom's, and I started driving, and I got as far as, I think, Nashville, a little out of Nashville, and had kind of a panic attack, and different thoughts went in my mind, because when you're driving, you think of everything. And I turned around and this morning started driving back, so I'm driving back home. But I spent Christmas Eve in a hotel room down there in outside of Nashville, and I just, you know, just been torn. And I don't know, I have faith in God, and he's my universe, and I believe in him, and he's always been there with me. But for some reason, this holiday has been the roughest I've had in years.
Oh, it sounds like it.
Yeah, I'm just not rough. Sure. You know, family's gone, and, you know, my brother doesn't get in touch with me like he should, and we're not close, and I've tried, but, you know, it's just one of those things, and I'm just going through a lot of emotions right now.
What do you think was the big fear when the panic attack?
I think you know, I'm not sure. I think maybe, I don't know if it's driving by myself and not doing that before, and the uncertainty of my friendship with this individual. You know, I don't know. I just got panicky.
Robin, have you never driven alone before?
It was years and years ago, and it wasn't as far as I drove this time. It was probably like a 3 to 4 hour the ordeal. This is the first time I've driven this far.
And so do you tend to avoid do you avoid road trips because of panic and anxiety?
Yes.
Robin, go ahead.
Let me
ahead,
ask you one quick question. Did you call the person and tell them you weren't coming?
I texted them, which is probably worse than calling. Than not to call.
Yeah. Okay. And you're going to repair that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
I just don't know how to repair it.
Go ahead.
Did you say, Robin, you don't know how to repair it?
Yes. I'm not sure if it's going to be repairable, because that person is pretty upset right now.
And it can be very intimidating reaching out in a phone call to someone that's upset with you.
Yeah.
Would you?
I tried to call, but they couldn't. They didn't answer. But he is working, so it makes a big difference.
You attempted, though. You reached out. Oh, that's brave, Robin.
I did attempt to. Okay. Yes, I did, and I sent a text too, but. there's not been a response, but...
Okay. Well, let us give you some very basic things to help, because it'll apply to other people, too. Go ahead, Alice.
Well, Robin, with all this that you're describing, because several significant problems stick out to me, how do you want our help today?
You know, I just want some closure of something, of what I should do. And I just missed my exit. Oh, no. Now you're going to have to help me get back on the road. I need to get back on because I'm freaked out.
Oh, you'll get there. In fact, you can do that while we take a break here. Music's starting. You might not be able to hear it.
All right.
Sorry you missed your exit.
Let me get back on.
Well, welcome to my world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I know, right?
Sorry about that. We'll try to give you some help. I think a lot of folks, you know, you've got some regrets. Maybe you didn't handle a conversation the right way, and you can repair that. But I think more than anything, we want to help you deal with some really, I guess, lingering grief and paralyzing panic that has prevented. That could have been one of the a really great thing. Could have been not so great. But a lot of us, we want to do things, can't do things, need some help on how to do those things. We'll provide that after this. Hi, Steve Arterburn here. We've got a brand new workshop coming up. It's January the 25th, and we're going to do it in Washington, D.C. It's a New Life Weekend. We're calling it Finding Freedom. And I don't know where you're stuck, but you can be free. We're going to talk about forgiveness and codependency. We're going to understand that family of origin, the unhealthy reactions to it. We're going to talk about the cycle of shame and surrender and developing the plan that moves us forward. And it'll include the things that help you find that path to getting your life on track and staying on track. There'll be 8 teaching sessions, 6 small group sessions, and you can find out about it and sign up for it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Call us, talk to us if you want to be free. Finding Freedom, January the 25th, great way to start the year. You call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEWLIFE. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. Alice Benton. And I think we might have lost our caller here in that her finding her way back to the appropriate exit. She can listen to a recording of the program. So what do you say to somebody? I mean, she had something great planned, couldn't follow through, kind of like the previous caller. Overwhelming panic causes a problem. And what could she now do? I'll talk about the repair part, but... But the panic that causes you to drive, turn around, and spend Christmas alone in a hotel room.
Well, Steve, I think that there might be 4 routes to her panic and anxiety that she can work on. But I actually want to start off with a sign of great hope, because Robin is making some bold moves by attempting this long road trip when she hasn't done this in years. by reaching out to the friend that's upset with her and by calling us today. So I just think she is ripe to get the help she needs to turn this around. And the four things I would ask her and anybody else struggling with anxiety to look at is our pattern of avoidance, because sometimes we're more comfortable with the pain that we know rather than that pain of getting help or looking at why we're in so much fear. Getting assistance for the underlying anxiety disorder that is fueling these other problems she's struggling with. I'm real concerned with Robin for her isolation. If this one friend is one of the only people she's in connection with, that just keeps us so stuck in anxiety. And then the last piece is grief. It sounded like she lost some of her family members. And if she has not yet proactively stepped into the grieving process with a safe, empathic person, that will also keep her stuck in the anxiety. So, Robin, those are four great things that you can get to work on. We can help you with that, too. So call us back when you can.
Yeah, and okay, so let's look at this from a spiritual standpoint, and the biblical truth that says love casts out fear. All right, so someone might say, oh, well, then the spiritual answer is you just need to love people more, or you need to experience love from more people or deeper. Okay, so I think that love truly does cast out fear in that way. But if you can't experience God's love for whatever reason, if you can't feel it, know it, and believe in it because it doesn't register, that's when we have to say, wait a second, I've got to move beyond this. Now, why might I not be able to experience God's love? From a spiritual perspective, is there anything that I'm feeling shame over that I'm still involved with? The only reason to feel shame, I'm still involved with something, or I haven't accepted Christ's forgiveness for something that happened long, long ago. Okay? So, there we have it. From a spiritual perspective, do I not have love or experience love because of shame? Or is there bitterness and anger that's blocking my ability to love or feeling love? So there's that anger. Could be there. So if I'm angry, if I have shame, if it's blocking that kind of love, then no wonder in a loveless experience, I'm experiencing nothing of God's presence, and I'm experiencing deep, deep fear. All right, so that's when we say, look, maybe I'm over-spiritualizing this, and maybe I literally have some trauma that hasn't been addressed. Maybe I have ungrieved loss. She lost her family. We have to look at all of these different things, and for some of these things, you're not going to scratch the surface unless you get professional help to do it. And that's why people like Alice spend so much time. Alice is a deeply committed Christian and says, I want to go specialize in this. I'm going to train so that I can help people that are struggling in this area get better. And yeah, she knows her Bible, and yes, she has biblical training, but sometimes just like a doctor who wants to heal, you have to learn new things. And folks, we've got to avail ourselves to new folks who may know something that we need and we don't understand it. So we're encouraging people, don't sit and get stuck in your misery. Be willing to step out in faith and get the help that you need. And when you're ready, we're ready. We've got people that want to help you at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, I'm going to send her Take Your Life Back, and wouldn't it be amazing if just less than a month from now she could come to Finding Freedom? These are the kind of things we're going to deal with, both from the emotional and the spiritual perspective at Finding Freedom, January the the 25th.
Well,
and that's, yeah, go ahead, Al.
Steve, finding freedom, it really covers everything you and I are talking about here, because
right.
she'll learn what to do, she'll be able to apply it right there in the weekend, and then she'll build community with the other people that are in groups with her that are participating in the weekend to be able to go back home, put all this into practice, but have a built-in community to do it with. I mean, it's a complete package, honestly.
And so often, we know we need community. And we also know that it terrorizes us inside to be in community. And so we talk about how people, you know, they don't come to us. They don't connect with us. And we blame others because we don't see that we're not open to a community that could restore us, could help us in healing and to find hope. All right. So we'll take this break. We'll come right back. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you need help. We'll be back after this.
My wife had found me out through my past and my sexual addiction since I was a small child. It really gave me the opportunity to start digging into my past, start digging into my childhood, figure out what was causing me to feel the way I was feeling. Every Man's Battle will really give you that opportunity, because all the guys there in that room are there for the exact same reason you're there. I don't want to be the reason that my kids are going to counseling. I don't want to be the reason that they begin to struggle with the same issues that I'm struggling with, and I've got to put an end to this. Yes, you can be different. God does love you. You can be forgiven for this, and there's a way out of this. But you have to acknowledge that you have to change. Yeah, that there's a problem.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to hand down something to another generation that just looks like pain and destruction. You can hand down redemption. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Joining us, Larry Sonnenberg. Larry,
hey,
it's
Steve.
Year end. Oh, my goodness. We are grateful for folks stepping up, and we need more, right?
Yes, we do. And, you know, I want to say something about year-end giving. Like you, our listeners, all of us here, I'm sure, I know I do, I get mail from many ministries. Some I've given to, and every now and then I get one from somebody I haven't. But I understand the deluge, and I want you to know that our being in the mix of that is just wanting you to keep New Life, the name New Life, and remembering what New Life does and the impact it makes on people. So that, you know, Scripture says you have not because you ask not. So we want to be in that mix. It's not intended to be pressure. We're not intending to say we're going to continue mailing until we hear from you. That's not it. I know there have been a couple of people who called who were bothered that we have been bugging them so much. And I just want to say that we're not trying to bug you. If you see our mail, you've already given, or you don't intend to give, you know, toss it. I mean, I hope you don't, but I don't want you to be offended, because we're not trying to offend anybody. You know, we share testimonies and stories of life change just to remind you that God's still at work through New Life. He gets the glory. We set the stage. We ask Him to speak through everybody on radio, our workshop speakers, our counselors, our resources, and it makes a difference. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to share just one note we just got just this morning. This came in the mail. Megan brought it in to me. Thanks from the bottom of my heart for all you do to help hurting people. You've given me hope to go on living despite all the pain and heartbreak I feel every day. Thank you for hearing the call of the Lord, and thank you for holding His people in your hand and in your heart. I'm not so sad anymore. I'm beginning to feel joy and peace. I now feel a little more strong mentally. I'm able to wake up in the morning and take care of myself and my twin girls. We're all starting to feel happy. I've just now felt stronger, and I found an office job at a church. I'm going to send more as I earn more. I love and appreciate you all. And she signs her name, and she sent $20. I just love that. You know, she was in deep, deep depression. She couldn't get out of bed, it sounds like. And life is different.
Larry, love that. When you were talking about as if we're bugging people asking for more, our whole purpose is not to line our pockets. It's to be able to give more.
Amen.
So help us so we can keep helping you and everybody else that's listening more.
I want everybody to know your giving makes a difference. And that's why we're sharing this. That's why we come and seek more. It's year end. I know there's a lot of folks that are knocking on your door. I hope you'll remember New Life. If New Life wasn't around, you know, I watched It's a Wonderful Life Christmas Eve with Rhonda. And I always think, man, if New Life wasn't around, what would people's lives be like today? They'd be a lot different.
As we mentioned in devotions, we're so happy for those folks who had a Christmas that was so different because they were there with their family rather than going through some horrible divorce or separation. So if you want to help us, please call us right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go to the website, newlife.com. But please jump on board and help us help others, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
A Club New Life membership would be a great way to end the year, too. So thank you very much, folks.
All right, everybody. God bless you. Thank you, Larry. And thanks to all who have supported us so far. We've got some pretty big challenges here at year end, and we're so thankful for those that have stepped up and helped us meet those challenges. Well, let's go back to calls. That's what we're here for. And why don't we talk with, let's talk with, well, let's see who that would be. From, let's see. The name doesn't show up on
We've got Casey in Austintown, Ohio.
There you go. Casey, how you doing? I've got to change my
screen. Hi, good, thank you. Okay, so my question is, I'm on eHarmony, and I met somebody on eHarmony, and we're really new, and he's the first one I've liked since I've been on there. We talked for about a week, and then we went out on our first date. We kind of laid out our history, and he's divorced, which I knew before the date, but we talked about why he was divorced, and he actually was the cheater. So I have a few questions around it, but my first question would be, is it even biblically acceptable to marry someone who was the cheater? And because I don't want to move forward if that's not even a good thing to do. So that's my main question.
Well, what you're asking, I think, is one of the toughest questions that we have to deal with here. And I think let's just look at it from a couple of different perspectives, okay? But the Bible is very clear that a person that divorces someone, and I believe that when you step out and you're unfaithful, you know, it is essentially an act of divorce. Now, that isn't divorcing someone, but it's breaking the vow that caused Jesus to say, if this happens to you, you are entitled to divorce this person. And of course, we always want to see restoration occur, even in the face of somebody being unfaithful. But when somebody says, or for whatever reason, steps outside of the marriage and is unfaithful, it is truly an act of betrayal. and you have abandoned the other person, your vows, and you've gone off and done something that has the same impact as a divorce, and you're at the mercy of the person that you've hurt, whether they will forgive. But oftentimes, the person not only does that, but they become unfaithful, and then they leave and want to be involved with the person they were unfaithful with. The Bible's really clear that when you marry somebody that divorces somebody else for any reason other than unfaithfulness, what does the Bible say? It says, then you are committing adultery. So, what happened there after the unfaithfulness occurred? Did he divorce her? Did she? I'm just curious about this.
Yeah, so we talked a little bit about that. I still want to talk to him more about it, depending on what you guys say. But he said he went into counseling for a year to try to save the marriage, and she would never participate. So after the year, apparently, you know, they decided to go ahead and get a divorce.
Yeah, but what does that mean, they decided? A lot of times, they decided means I decided. I had tried hard enough.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to investigate that more. I don't know.
All right. So he got counseling, you said, right?
Yeah, he said he went into marriage counseling and invited her to come and continued for a year, and she would never go.
Okay.
That's pretty much all we've
It seems like to me that he would need more than just marriage counseling.
Yeah. And that was going to be my next, you know, depending on what you guys say, then I would like explore that more, kind of where you're at. And I mean, we talked about sexual integrity a little bit, and he said, you know, he hasn't been with anybody since the separation. He quit the affair that he had was at work. He quit his job and got a different job. And stopped talking to that woman. And he also shared that he had some sexual trauma from his childhood that he, you know, he addressed in counseling, and, you know, that was maybe part of what, you know, just part, obviously, but another sort of factor, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so that's another thing that is, you know, concerning to me, but also, I kind of feel like, I mean, normally I'd be like, whoa, I'm out. But I kind of feel a connection to him. And I have stuff, you know, from my past. Like, I have a child. I was never married. Mm-hmm. So there's sort of like, well, is this a restoration opportunity for both of us, you know?
Well, this is the complicating thing, is that it's not the unpardonable sin. And when Jesus is talking about this act of divorcing someone and then marrying someone else, you know, except for when there's unfaithfulness, it sounds like it's like the rebellious thing or whatever that led to the affair. Then that person is just going down that road, and they won't be stopped, and they're not looking back, and they've not made any kind of restoration. They haven't repented, and that's where you get to, you know, this isn't the unpardonable sin, and the complication is over the question, is that person doomed to suffer for that sin for the rest of their lives? That's what makes this tricky. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Last year, after every man's battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Every time we try to talk, it just turns into a fight. I am so tired of arguing.
I don't understand. God, why did you take him from me?
I don't want my kids to think of me as the angry dad. Why can't I control my temper?
I feel like he's more like my roommate than my husband. How did we become this distant?
I hate looking in the mirror. No matter what I try, nothing seems to work.
I just feel like my world is spinning out of control.
I feel so broken. Could God ever heal me?
Is it ever going to get better?
I feel like I'm drowning.
When will I learn to just breathe again?
It doesn't have to be this way. 48 hours can change your life. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, Dr. Alice Benton, and we're answering the question of a person has an affair, the marriage ends, and is that person ever a good candidate to marry? Or... given that they are the ones who were in the affair, should that person forever be avoided by a believer and never married? And I presented that, you know, the Bible's really clear what Jesus said about, you know, leaving, divorcing a spouse and marrying again, except for the case where the other person has betrayed you and committed adultery. And the complication in the thinking and what the future holds, one of the complications is that this isn't the unpardonable sin. And the question is, if a person does that, receives total forgiveness, is repentant, grows, learns from it, regrets it, and enters a restoration process, gets whatever it was that led to the unfaithfulness, they get help for that. Is that person ever free to marry again? And this is, there's so many differing opinions on whether or not you ever are free to marry again. So, Alice, I want you to help her, and we've talked at the break, and I know the approach you're going to take here, and I'd like her to hear what you have to say.
Casey, I so respect that you're approaching this with caution and that you're seeking counsel from other people. That's a good sign for me. And there are a few good signs about what you have described, but I also agree with you that there are some red flags to take into consideration, especially since you have a child, and I wonder if he has children too. So I'm glad to hear he did that year in counseling, but I wonder if he continues to see himself as a broken human being who's needing ongoing work, not just that year of counseling, but continue to work to keep him on the right path, even after that time. And I would hope for the same for you, because I think that's the safest kind of person to start to get to know if you want to date in the future. Does he see himself that way? And is he willing to keep doing the difficult work to stay on track? I hope you'll ask him about any sex addiction behavior. I wonder if that adultery was isolated or if he struggled with pornography or other things of that nature. So you're asking some of those sexual integrity questions, and that's really good. Mm-hmm. How old is your child, Casey?
She's nine.
Nine.
And he has a nine-year-old boy, a six-year-old boy, and a three-year-old daughter. Mm. He has full visitations. He's done two times a week.
Okay. And in your dating in general, is he the only person you're considering and you're getting to know right now? What's your approach to dating?
Yeah, he is. I'm on eHarmony, and, you know, I've messaged a few people, but there hasn't really been much interest. He's the first one that it's been an ongoing thing. It's only like 2 weeks now.
Okay.
It's new.
Well, yeah. As Steve and I were talking over the break, we said, boy, this is complicated. There are a lot of layers mm-hmm. to this, especially with all the children that are involved and with
right.
both of your histories. So an approach that we often talk about on New Life is rather than dating one single person, we talk about just getting to know a variety of people just as friends in a cautious way, just talking to people, getting to know them, and doing it with the support of people in our life, for you, with female peers that are supporting you, that know what you're doing, the decisions you're making, and that you allow to speak into that decision-making process. Those two steps tend to keep us safer than picking one person, especially with so many red flags, and dating only them or pursuing only them. Unfortunately, the best prediction of future behavior is past behavior. You know that.
Right. Yeah.
Now we can change that by the help we get. Is this man in ongoing help, or did treatment end after that 1 year and he has not gone back again?
I think it ended, but that was going to be the next thing I was going to talk to him about. I was going to ask him about, you know, pornography and the ongoing therapy and where he's at and that kind of thing, but we haven't gotten there yet.
All right. You've got
know if he would be willing or not.
Okay.
Yeah.
You've got the good questions lined up, and his response will be very informative for you.
Any not, then you don't have to answer the question of whether or not it would be biblically okay.
Right. Right.
Because he needs to be an open book. And if anything went forward and you said, you know, I think the only way that I could feel safe with things going forward is if I knew that you were in a community with other men and there was a healing process going on. You know, that would be a minimum level of acceptability. So
what would that look like?
Well, he needs to be going to a growth group, a men's Bible study.
Okay,
he needs to, you know,
like
if there's any evidence of other stuff going on, he needs to be sure he's in a recovery group for sexual addiction, lust, those kinds of things. That's what you want to look for. But I really think that this is something that your pastor, your church, your denomination, this is something you're going to need some help from the person who's kind of in charge of your spiritual, the spiritual area of your life. And I want to encourage you to connect with that person at your church about the biblical issue and whether or not, when all is said and done, you're going to feel like you've made a horrible mistake, even though all the other things line up.
Steve,
all right. Yeah, we are just about out of time. Alice?
Just briefly, in situations like this, too, I always hope we surrender the decision to God. So in prayer, God, what do you want me to do with this? And if we can humbly take that step, he does show us what he would want us to do.
Yeah, and what he wants us to do is put our kids as a priority, I believe. And so much heartache occurs when it's all about our desires and not, in a situation like this, what's best for the kids. All right. We are just about out of time. If you want to join us for the next program, well, if you're on the line, hang on. We'll try to get to your call then. If you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. We have these great workshops, Every Man's Battle. Why don't you go before the affair rather than have to go after the affair? If you're involved in an affair, quit and go get help rather than get caught and go get help. Do the right thing. You can do this. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Finding freedom. We've talked about fear here and shame. If you are struggling, bitterness, anger, get freedom from that by calling us 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Life. And if you can help us be here in the future, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Give a gift, and we'll take that gift, and we will do everything we can to multiply that gift. And a gift is never too much. It's never too little. And Club New Life, $30 a month, changes so much for so many people. You join forces with these other people that are such faithful, regular givers. It adds up. And it makes such a huge difference. And we talked about that difference families staying together and experiencing Christmas and the kids having two parents in the same home because you allow us to stay on the air and reach folks. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, please do. Don't forget about the Restoration Bible, brand new, just out. It really can help you find that path to healing and restoration right out of God's Word. Where to go, what to do, what's the next thing that God would have you to do to grow or to repair and to restore. Thanks for joining us. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the next program. Thank you, Dr. Alice. Thanks to all of you. Happy New Year coming up and Merry Christmas yesterday. We'll see you next time here on New Life.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.